Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What is going on, Ethics Gang, beautiful people, beautiful souls? We are here. It is between, it's that strange limbo time between Christmas and New Year's. We just survived Christmas.
About.
With the gang. We got the A-team here. We got Brett and Benj. How was your Christmas, guys?
Good. Frustrated.
Yeah. Just, like you say, surviving Christmas, getting through Christmas.
It's not what it used to be, you know?
Yeah.
We don't want to be negative, and we know it is about trying to like have a positive mindset on old habits and going back to your family and you know, trying to just be present in that moment. But at the same time, there's a certain point where you have to just protect your own energy and yourself. And sometimes it's just not conducive to enter the Christmas environment. And this year is the strangest it's ever felt in terms of just sitting around a table with a dead animal and, you know, feeling like you're, you know, growing each year and then seeing people stationary where they are, and it's no judgment to them, but it just felt hard for me this year. I don't know. So we hope your Christmas was good.
Yeah.
Did you let us know in the comments if you spent it with the family or if you decided? Because I think I told my family this year that next year I'm not going to be around for Christmas, and I will either do something together or solo.
I think somewhere abroad.
Yeah.
But I think, similar to what we spoke about, like a little bit about what we spoke about in the last podcast, and what kind of a recurring theme is that although it can be frustrating for vegans and, you know, people who feel like they're kind of spiritually enlightened with certain things like consumerism and, you know, the extensive gift giving and things like that, it's very hard to not isolate yourself. But you must not isolate yourself sometimes, because you kind of got to positively impact the people around you. And if you take yourself out of the game, obviously you've got to love yourself and you've got to make sure you heal yourself and make sure that you're healthy and stuff like that. But if you take yourself out of the game, you can't positively impact other people. So it's kind of a real balance of self-love.
Yeah. If you're not ready for it, though, do take yourself out.
Yeah,
you can end up making things worse.
Yeah, don't ruin Christmas.
Do
you know what is really bad? I had this conversation with my mum after like the fam had left, and my mum's vegan now, but still prepared an animal for the family, wild to me. But to her, you know, she's like, if I don't do this, the family's not coming. And, you know, to her, family is super important. And it's like, you know, and I was just like, wow. And she said to me, like, oh, I'm glad you weren't like too militant at the table, or, you know, but in the back of my mind is like, oh yeah, it's all good. I'm like, it's all good, mum. But in the back of my mind, I was like, I was ready to ruin Christmas. I was ready to drop facts. And I think, but that's obviously letting myself know.
Yeah.
I can't be around it now, you know, it's family, but it's like,
even if your head's running that game while you're there at that table, it's better to just,
it's just
not
the,
be
yeah, it's like,
for
yeah,
yourself.
Exactly.
You
know?
If we lay it out and take out tradition and things like that out of it, and you think about what's the difference between a religion and a cult, right? And if you said, I'm going to go to this person's house, but if you don't kill something, I ain't coming,
it's crazy.
You'd go,
they're in a cult.
That's like some sacrifice stuff.
Yeah.
And like, but then when you attach Christmas to it, it's like,
Scrooge is the program that's been created to stop people like us ever having to say, oh, you just screwed over Christmas.
That.
No kid can have Christmas. But yeah, you've got to see it for what it is. And I've seen Ben's foster kid, and to see the way he wanted to show me every single present he got, and I'm thinking, that's cool, but this is condensed into one day. I say it's like society's orgasm. It's the peak, the precipice of this whole consumer mentality. It's like Christmas is when all the gifts come together, all the shopping happens, and it comes in this one moment. And then what do you think you're doing? You're draining yourself for the rest of the year. And it's the same with, you know, narcotics and drugs. It's like people take something and then they're paying for it for the days afterwards. And it's the same with Christmas. You're paying for it for months afterwards, trying to recover from this one time a year, and the pressure from other people to join in that. So we're not trying to put a negative spin on it, but just be aware of it and just, you know, take care of yourself above all else at this time, and people around you should respect it. If they don't respect it, then they don't deserve your time anyway. And on that note, check out these cool mugs.
Fungi.
Yeah. I got the fungi one.
They're just big enough, man. Mug selection at home here.
Born and bred in Burton.
Boys.
I got a vegan, it means I love all things mug.
Except you.
You're an ass.
Not you.
I got that for Christmas this year, my auntie got me.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And what are we sipping on?
A little shroom tea, a little cordyceps.
Cordyceps, yeah. Charge of the brain. So we'll this will pick a little bit into it.
Yeah, it tastes a little too.
It's real good.
It tastes nice.
It's the new coffee.
Yeah, so and I think it's kind of look forward, yeah?
It's going to be a look forward to 2018, so now that we've got Christmas out of the way in many ways, in more than one, and we're looking forward to 2018. So I asked some people for some questions on Instagram, which we'll get to a little bit later, but in terms of 2018 for us boys, should we start with what we got planned for ethics? We could start with that. We got, anyone want to go?
I mean, ethics, what I see for ethics this year is about doing our own thing. So like, I know like, obviously previous, we attend a lot of festivals and things like that, but I think next year is going to be big about having our own, you know, nights, our own setups, things like that, to really set our own vibe, because we bring the vibe wherever we go, and it's always successful and it's always nice, but I think maybe taking a little bit more control of that and kind of picking where the party is.
We're a niche with where we go, and I think people are starting to sense that we are a separate entity, we're an entity within ourselves, and wherever we go, so having to respect that ourselves and put on our own events, I think we'll do more of that, and put an after party after Viva, and tying more of those things in. Vegan nights, that Christmas, you know, party, that was the third vegan night. So you might have seen the video on this channel. If you want to speak about that briefly, that was really cool.
That was number three.
Yeah.
And that was the real, we're really here with that, you know, that's something that's blowing up.
As spring and summer come around, they're talking about opening up big eat outdoor festival in the East London, which will be really cool. Mm-hmm. But just to be in volume three and just to have the presence that we have with that and to know where we are and who we are.
Yeah, it's good for us. You know, it's not our thing, but it lets us know that what we're doing and our thing is effective and working.
Yeah.
And it gives us like, oh, hold on a minute. I think we've got legs to stand on our own here.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what is exciting for me to go into 2018, you know, with
having three of them in the bank.
Three of them in the bank and being like, okay, cool, it's tried and tested now. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And we did it in London, like, which is, we're just boys from the countryside. Mm.
Yeah.
And we made noise in London. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
and it's a little bit more partying. I think what the way every culture and community evolves is when people come along and they combine different elements from their own mind, from their training, from their history, from things they've done, and what we all combine and bring into veganism hasn't really been done before to the way that we're doing it, and to be non-judgmental of things like rap music, because I think there can be quite a distance between like rap music and veganism.
Yeah, true that.
You know,
consciousness. I felt it inside me,
and I can understand that if you are into vegan and you completely don't like that music, we fully get it. But there's something within us that comes from our history that's with us, with the understanding of how that brings a certain vibe to a party.
Yeah.
I think, as you know, there's the DJ, and I think there's something new blossoming from that. And it's not just that, there's loads of other elements as well, with the good food and you know, clothing and lifestyle, the work, you know, making sure you respect your body and you do the physical, the yoga work, and all, you know, all these different elements coming together can create a new style or something. Nothing's ever finished, so the party world isn't finished. There's space for
exactly.
to do, and I think that's one element we can really revolutionise.
That's the key word, is party. That's what for 2018 is, and I think changing what's attached to the word party.
Yes.
You know, is, you know what I mean? Because party, a lot of people might think excess. Party, drink, excess. Yeah, wake up, hangover, regret it. You know, there's a lot of negative things attached to a party as well. Yeah, obviously there's crazy positives. Like parties are fun. Everyone likes to party. Mm. But I think
we're going to go to party, but so mindfully that you don't have the cost afterwards.
Yeah,
and it's finding the way to do that, and to enjoy it in a way that it's a balanced party, so it's not just about the dance floor, it's about the other elements going off as well.
Yeah.
And that's what Vegan Nights brings, a nice attention to explore those realms.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's, and I think that comes with veganism, because you're mindful of so much already.
Yeah.
That when you think it doesn't matter anything, you could be buying a car, you could be whatever you're doing, you're mindful of so many other elements now. So we're like, okay, well, let's throw a party. Instead of just before, you're like, cool, we need a lot of booze and good music.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
that's that's a party. But now we're like,
that doesn't work for
us. Yeah, it doesn't work for us. Yeah, so we're like, cool, our parties, come to our parties, like, we've got smoothies, yoga. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, all these different elements popping up.
Bring your own medicines.
Like, bring your own medicines. Yeah, and it's like, and conversation. Do you know what I mean? Like, who are you going to meet at an ethics party? Like, who are you going to, like, and all these people share your, most of your values and vibes, you know? So,
and no judgment, you can come dressed however you want.
However you want. It's encouraged to come dressed however you want.
Actually comfortable at a party, like, not walking around on stilts or like. And obviously, if you want to do that, that's cool, but like, or like wearing jeans that are uncomfortable, or
wear a tracksuit, man. Come to my party in a tracksuit.
But that's, I think that's such an interesting and important movement within veganism, because there's so many, obviously, so many angles and things like that that are very important to get the message across to people and making people, like, not making, but encouraging people to become enlightened and showing people what's going on in the world and kind of opening people's eyes. But when you actually do something where people want to get involved because it's fun, people actually go, oh, I actually want to get involved with that, that's fun. And then when they get there, they go, oh, it's all vegan food, and it's such a good vibe. Like, it's so nice. Yeah. And wanting people wanting to get involved because it's fun.
It's an infectious vibe.
Yeah, it's an
evolution zone. Yeah. It's like you bring people there to grow and to realise that it's not as far-fetched from the world they lived in. I think a lot of people see veganism as extremism, and I think it's, we have to be so smart as to undersell the veganism to not look like extremists.
Yeah, you know? Well, you think if like a non-vegan, you want to come to this vegan party, they're going to think, oh, no one's going to have shoes on, they're all going to be hugging trees and, you know, like stroking sheep. It's like, we're listening to Lil Pump, like, we're playing rap music, you know what I mean? It's like, but we got to change these stigmas and these things that, you know, the vegan party scene is going to be one of the biggest scenes because it is so mindful.
But if we want a shoes off party stroking sheep next year, I'm down as well.
We want to branch out from just rap music as well.
Of course. We don't only play rap music.
House, you know, like 80s music and, you know, some disco and funk and jazz, and like, we'll do it. We're eclectic as it is, so as it evolves, that's just our in for now, but as we collaborate with other people and grow, I think we can change a lot of that. Cool, so that's, and obviously for those that came to that, the one meetup we did do in London when we were in the park running barefoot, we played football.
Best day.
Soccer was incredible. Best day.
Like, what, 12, 30, 40 in the side, something like that.
It was amazing. It was like 27 running, just hearing everyone's feet slapping on the side. Yeah, like, that was dope.
We want to do much more of that. So with these, leading up to them, we want to do events as the weather gets better. We're in your town, your city, let us know if you can get a group of, you know, 25 people that you know are going to turn up to an event, we'll come to your city. You get a vegan cafe or something that can host that as their meetup point. A park nearby that you know of, we'll lead some runs of the park, we'll do some mindful warrior training, get a yoga team, you know. It'd be an amazing time.
What I like about that and doing them meetups is that you always get, well, from my experience so far, you always get someone who comes along who's like maybe 40, 50, and they're like, I've been vegan for 25 or 30 years or whatever. I've never known vibes like this. It's so nice that you all get together. It's such a nice meetup, such a good environment. And then you also get someone who's been vegan a month and just goes, I feel so much better for being vegan. Yeah. And just that contrast of those two people who come together, and you're just like, they're the people that need to talk.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's a shepherd. Like, that person gets to, she gets to, more like a sheep, because, you know.
No, but that's the shepherd. That's,
you get to speak to, Danielson gets to speak to Mr. Miyagi. You know?
Exactly.
That's the setup, exactly.
Yeah. And that's getting those two people together and seeing, like, and then we'll see on Instagram people that have met at one of the meetups, they're hanging out at another place, or they're dating, or whatever, and you're just like,
London, and three people came up, and they were just a friend group now.
And they met at
our event, and it was like, oh yeah, we're just homies. Like, they live so close to each other, didn't know they're all vegan, have no vegan friends, and then we just, you know, I don't say responsible, because, you know, we're not trying to be like, oh, we're guys, but it's like, you know, if it wasn't for our event, that's a friend group that exists now. Do you know what I mean? It's like, that's important, man. Like, we're building community, rebuilding community.
Yeah. So on from that, clothing. Mm-hmm. What have people got to look out for in terms of clothing from us?
Heat.
So this was a t-shirt that was so, we, you know, big up Ryan Lewis from Hawaii for the design, always. We finally got it on a hoodie, and this will be out. We've got limited stock, but it'll be out in the next week. Probably by the time this video's out, or in the next few days. Primary on a hoodie. Then we've got polo shirts, just for like, you know, a bit more classy. Yeah,
upper class, you can wear it out night
time. Embroidered nice polo, wear. Ethics polo shirts. We've got black and white ones of them. And
it's funny, obviously you don't know yet, but I've been thinking of another design of that for one for the summer. Like that, I think it'll be
okay.
Fire, but I'll show you after.
Okay, cool,
I just
cool.
think it'll be.
It's got, this has got so much scope.
Yeah, so much.
There's a lot of design for that.
And then we've got that light, very light grey, almost this colour.
Yeah.
Hoodie with the embroidered ethics, which you see me wearing in a few videos, and a lot of people requested that. We've actually got that done. Just 50 of them made. They'll be online in the next few days. Yeah. And then we're planning on doing almost, I think the plan is to do one new t-shirt every month, one new design, completely limited, one-off runs, 50 shirts. Once they're gone, they're gone, once a month. And then we can get really creative with some, we've got cool other designs coming. A guy, Lucas Mack from Bali's designed one of the first ones to release. And just we want to collaborate with you guys. You know, if you guys are graphic designers and you have ideas for us, please feel free to send them through. And maybe that's a way we can do this in 2018, is to release one new item per month that's a collaboration with one of you, and you know, you can bring that community together. We've got Mindful Warrior coming out in January, towards the end of January. I'm going to release a series of videos leading up to it. There will also be a free hanging on a bar that's going to be one of the five workouts in the course, but that one will be released completely for free. 15 minute workout without a single chin up. I think there's 20 odd exercises in that should give you so many ideas for things. You can do that workout as a whole. The idea of the Mindful Warrior workout is to train without overtraining. It's a workout you can do every single day. It's sort of a combination of yoga and calisthenics, and it will get you ripped and strong and feeling healthy. The most consistently ripped athletes I ever see off calisthenics or breakdancers or free runners, because their motions, it's not just doing 10 or 100 press-ups each day and 100 chin-ups. It's a complete freedom of movement throughout the whole joints, and that's what builds the sculpture on the muscles. And the definition is the stabilization muscles, which are activated when you do different ranges of motion. So the first one that will be out for free, and then the course will come out a week later after that, will be the bar workout, which will get you hanging like a gorilla, good for grip strength. So look out for that in the next few weeks. And my other videos which will be leading up to the course being released. But I hope you guys are ready to get fit and active in 2018. It is a course for all levels. If you've got injuries or anything coming back, it's going to help strengthen your body from the stage it's at. And if you're already a world-class athlete already, it's only going to help you, because it's a unique type of training that I've been working on, and it's a culmination of my mind and my years of expertise of being an athlete, from parkour to ninja warrior to calisthenics and yoga and rock climbing, all of that combined into one. I think there's nothing like it out there before, so look out for that. And we can move on now to 2018 for these guys. Any resolutions that you've got?
I know it's a terrible one. Not a terrible one, but it's like everyone says it, but I really mean it. I'm going to knock alcohol on the head. Not that I'm a big drinker anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not a big drinker. But I've been, in 2017, I've become very sensitive to what really affects me. Mood, physically, everything. And I think alcohol is made plays. There's obviously a little time for alcohol. We do a little toast if, you know, we're celebrating something, have a little toast or whatever. But I just feel like that's one of the last little poisons that I still allow in my body. You know?
Yeah.
And I think I'm just going to just see what, maybe just a year. Maybe, you know, 2019 I'll drink again. But, you know, I think that's I've become very aware of, like, advertising campaigns and what they're just trying to pump into us, and what, you know, and I think alcohol is like the biggest killer that they're just selling to us, and we're happy.
I don't think it's
it.
Completely toxic, and I think there's a place for it, but you've done it for a lot of years. If you have a year without it, that's great.
I think that's it. I'm gonna try it.
I think it's similar to looking at food, the food you eat as well, because like certain alcohols are more natural, like you look at wines and things like that are a more natural kind of source of alcohol, but then it's the differences of like some of your alcohol is full of sugar and additives.
Blue.
And
yeah.
There's differences, but I agree personally. I think it gives me more negative than it gives me positive.
Yeah,
so I just don't think I'm going to really play with alcohol next year.
Yeah, there's all the different nitrates and everything within some of them. And something like vodka or something seems so pure, but respect, go.
I just always feel like I'm spending tomorrow's energy.
That's how I feel.
Right? And then I feel like you're forever chasing to get that back. Just like, you know, that's where I'm at with
it. Nice, man. Go do it. You got anything?
Yeah, for me, a little bit from what we talked about last time on the podcast, and from basically listening to my body, I'm going to be starting fasting again in January. So I'm going to go back on for January. I'm going to start on the Warrior diet again, which is like 23-hour fast and then like an hour eating window.
All of January?
I'm going to do that all January.
Wow,
and then at the end of January, I'm probably going to do like another 3-day fast. Just really, I've just listened to my body, and over Christmas, obviously it's a time where a lot of people overindulge. And for me, I feel like every time I've eaten throughout the whole festive period, I've literally felt like I'm just putting food on top of food on top of food. And it just doesn't feel healthy, and my body's not thanking me for it, basically. And I've talked to a lot of people online who are looking at fasting at the minute, and some people have heard me talk about fasting before and asked me my opinion and things, and I've kind of thought, everything I'm telling people about it is so positive, yeah, I'm not doing it at the minute. And I'm like, why am I telling people to do the things that I should be doing and not follow my own advice? And I need to correct that, basically. So, yeah, I'm going to be doing that definitely in January. And then I'm going to kind of work out some kind of routine, or just basically listen to my body doing like a health check and realising when I need to do it and when I don't need to do it. But January is a time for me to purge that and to kind of get back to baseline and feel good again. So definitely going to be doing that. It's not going to affect the cooking I'm going to be putting out or anything like that, because that hour a day is going to be when I'm going to do that. So
we'll be coming out tweeting, don't worry about it.
So, but yeah, 100%, that's something for me. I just know that gets me back on track.
Yeah,
fasting. Like yourself.
Well, yeah, you got, bro.
Fasting is so important, and that's something that I want to get into next year more. So I think swearing is something I want to knock on. As I got more into spirituality, I didn't swear at all until I was 18. My mum always, I got my mouth washed out with soap once when I was about 12 for saying piss. It's still 2017, so I can say. But, and so part of me when I got to 18 was like a rebellion, not straight away, but it was like, oh, I can swear, it's my choice now. And I was like, it's just language, and sometimes it's used to be expression it. But I think I got carried away with it, and I think there is strength in language and using your words, and it can be a cop-out to swear sometimes. And so, and there's such harsh-sounding things, I'm really sensitive now to vibration of, and I think language is something that I'm getting more in tune with, like, understanding what affects me on a subconscious level, and I think swear words can really do that. And so, as much as we're talking about playing rap music and stuff, I'm going to try not to have an output of swear words. I said 95% less swearing, 95 to 100% less.
I think for someone like yourself as well, like, I've heard you know, you've spoken on the news, you've spoken on all these different platforms, and when you do, like, you're very articulate, and you put yourself across very well, and I think swearing can be seen as the antithesis of that. It can be seen as a complete opposite of being articulate, can't it?
So it,
I think,
can be
such a good, I think that's a really good resolution.
Yeah, and it's not for anyone else other than myself. So as I say, as I think, feel like the projection of that, those harsh sounds, it could have affect me. I don't know that, but I'm going to find out.
And you can affect people around you same way.
I think that's definitely good.
I'm joining you on that a bit, mate.
Cool, man.
My swearing got a
bit. Have a little swear job.
That's a good job. I'm putting in the office.
And blasphemy.
And I'll buy a Tesla.
Yeah.
We'll better be able to barely buy anything, I think.
You're right, hopefully.
But blasphemy is something I've said I want to knock on the head 100%.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the real swearing that goes unnoticed. Is that if you believe in God, then why use blasphemous language? And if you don't believe in God, then
why use blasphemous language?
Why would it even have power?
So for me, whether God is myself or a guy out there is irrelevant. It's to stop using, like, oh my God and Jesus and...
I'm going to struggle with that, you know.
I say it a lot, but
it's probably something that...
See, I never really say Jesus, because I went to a Catholic primary school, so that was like, ooh, you better not say that, boy.
So say heck. I don't even want to say heck.
Hell, yeah, I never said hell.
I just started saying shoot and stuff like that instead. It's like quite fun, actually, finding child swear words.
I mean, that's another little brain game, you know. My nan always said, swearing for people who've got nothing intelligent to say.
Yeah.
That's what she would say. And I think that stands, man.
Something to it. Yeah. And also, I've thought that I'm actually going to hug less. Mm-hmm. And I know I actually started, the very first of these podcasts was talking about hugging on the right-hand side. But obviously, I hug you guys and people that I know, people I'm close to will get hugs. But I think I hug strangers too casually. And actually...
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
If we are receptive to other people's energy, I basically had one moment a few weeks ago where I hugged a guy that I didn't quite like his energy, but I didn't want him to feel uncomfortable, so I gave him a hug as he left, and then I felt weird afterwards. And it may have just been my mind overreacting, you know. But at the same time, I thought, yeah, why do I hug someone to make them feel comfortable? When actually, you look at children, and they're always like, who's this stranger?
Yeah, down for a hug, yeah. They hug the ones they trust.
Yeah, that's true. Children have to be really, they're really sensitive to energy, and they do that. So I think, if obviously there's a connection, and or there's someone I'm close to, then I'll still go for it. But I think I'm not going to be as quick to just be like, hey, stranger, give me a hug. Like, I'm going to be a bit more, you know, reserved with my physical look.
Okay. I don't know how I feel on that one.
I'm not suggesting anyone else to do it.
No, I know. I get you
on that. And, like, I'm such a big hugger that I don't know. Sometimes I've felt the same. Like, about someone else's energy. Like, say you've hugged a couple of people that you've had really good energy, and then there's another person that, like you say, and you kind of hug them to make them feel comfortable. And you kind of like, you can be sensitive to other people's vibrations. I just kind of, sometimes I do it to try and maybe bring them out of that vibration.
And if you're strong enough in your shell, I think you can, but some days it's just, you got to protect your energy.
Yeah, definitely.
You could hug a vampire, man. You don't want to do that. Do you know what I mean?
For sure. Yeah, I think
I actually only started hugging so much because I saw you hugging so much. I was like, that's cool, man. I was like,
that may have led you down the wrong.
Embrace it. But I know, but I'm like, but I have backed off a little bit. But I think now I take that little extra second. Let me look a little deeper in your eyes. Yeah, you can get a hug.
Cool. That's the way to do it.
I think it's like, okay, cool.
Use your intuition. So beyond the resolutions, is there any things you want to do, any travels, any trips you've got planned, any healing that you want to focus on this year, anything that you've not tried yet that you want to do?
Do you want to lead with that?
We're coming to take over America.
Yeah.
That's what we are. So be prepared for that. Yeah. That's happening. Healing, still on the asthma track.
Yeah. Anything you want to try, fasting?
I'm gonna hit the fast. I'm gonna start with the juice fast, I think, just because, you know, I think that's a nice easy way into it.
Is there a month or a time period you want to do it?
I'm just 3 days. I think I'm gonna start just a little maybe 3 day water, because I think that's not too. But you say that's not too much. But
then you gotta
just not eat for 3 days, which is easier said. But I think that's where real healing.
We'll do it together.
Yeah, we'll go away and do it somewhere, man. Yeah. We'll go away and fast somewhere.
You're in fast, bro.
Yeah.
I want to do a week urine fast. That's what I've got
written. A week, man. Allegedly, Dave did 30 days.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll link you on that.
I could kickstart with that one.
Well, you want to start with that? Yeah.
I feel like that's so powerful and so unexplored, because the people are, like, it's so untapped that I'd be more excited for the knowledge we'd learn from actually experiencing that. I think
we need to go away.
I think Tenerife, we know the right apartment, we could just go there.
True that.
Take a load of books, get some sunshine.
Yeah. We'd be like kids, man. I think we'd be like so excited and buzzing and just like, I think it'd be a real journey.
It would be a journey, man. I think you just like have, you know, the last meal the night before, just fruit or whatever, and you taper into it and have some things like every day, maybe you watch sunrise every day, like just some, you have a jar, because obviously
ritual.
Tibetan rites, we bring all,
I don't know if you can be that active on it physically.
Well, not even Tibetan rites,
maybe. Well, yeah, I guess you can see how you
just
feel.
A little
you won't ever do it with that. And just have some books that we can share, like books on the subject, you know, and then we can create content about our experience while we're going, and then I think that's something I definitely want to do.
Yeah, you can write me
it's
down.
It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, right? It has. To some people, that sounds crazy, but it won't sound as crazy. So, as
some guys, right now, you got to, you know, step out of the box, and there's more to be learned out there, you know, and letting go of what people think of you and what, you know, we're in this. We do this for humanity. This isn't just for us, or, you know, obviously it will help us heal. But if there's something that I see that fasting has been massively explored, and there's obviously benefits that urine fasting has been explored way less, and yet anyone that's done it, there's incredible books on the healing, people are healing from cancer, on death's door, and all this kind of stuff. And I don't know, I've got a lot of theories with it, and I think I'd just like to explore that more. Yeah. Any travel? You're going to go to America, right?
Yeah, I've been talking to a lot of people about interviews I want to do in America and things like that, and like linking up with a lot of people out there. So it's been a long time coming. I think maybe March time next year, that's probably when I'm going to do it. I've been looking at flights and things like that. So that's going to be really interesting. I'm really keen to hook up with some of the people I've been chatting to out there. Some really interesting people. I can bring some people some really enlightened and interesting conversations with people. So really looking forward to that. It's funny, asthma is another, it's same with me. I mean, one thing I've got to do for my own healing is I've not been on distilled water, and I need to I'm getting myself a distiller this week. Yeah. So from then, like, going to be distilled water only, which is good. Step in the right direction. But for something that we were talking about the other day, I feel like I need to really heal my gut biome. I feel like something's kind of out of balance at the minute. So I'm going to be doing more research into that and kind of looking in kind of listening to my own body a little bit more about it and figuring out what I need to do, balancing it out a bit. Maybe just some kind of healthier bacteria and things like that. Maybe I need to get some vegan kefirs and things.
Kimchi.
So I think that's definitely a big part of getting myself kind of aligned, and just that reset I kind of talked about with the fasting is a big part of it. So yeah. Definitely. But America, yeah, is a big one for me. I'm definitely coming to America and trying to do a few weeks out there. And just meet up with all the people I've been talking to for a while, and like I say, bring some interesting conversations to you beautiful people.
So. Yeah, subscribe to his channel if you haven't already.
Yeah, be vegan, that'd be nice. Gang's getting bigger, so I'm happy with how it's growing at the minute. And it's, you know, it's nice that it's organic, and
you gotta start learning some what I eat in a day, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna be doing what I eat in a day. Maybe it won't be that interesting in January when I'm fasting, but I don't know. Maybe I can just do a quick 30-second video of what I eat in a day, because it's gonna be one big meal. We'll see. That'd be interesting. Yeah,
that'd be sick, man. I think people like to see them videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should be out in California. That's our plan. We just want to get out to California as a unit. There's a good vegan community there, and we think we've got something to bring. We know we've got something to bring. So that's going to be fun. Look out for the vlogs from there. 2017, man, I was thinking this beforehand, and then I seen loads of people pop up, like it was like a cocoon year, and it was crazy because I was literally feeling it. And then I seen loads of people pop up that, like, and then 2018, that people saying it's the butterfly year. I think there's still going to be some still some cocoons.
There's going to be a couple of cocoons knocking about.
Like I said, 2020 is the real goal to really shine, but 2018 I think it's going to be phenomenal growth, and from moving from healing to expansion, you know, moving out of that realm into another, and that's going to shine some light and some really good times and good community. We can move on now. We can move on to questions. We asked you guys for some questions on Instagram. So we'll go with, how does that scroll? That's so weird. Cool. When you were kids, this is from Zozo Pagina. When you were kids, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I just want to be a fireman.
Okay.
I just want to be a fireman.
Same. Footballer and fireman.
Yeah, I want to be a fireman.
I always wanted to be a like an animator. I was really into animation. Nice. And just like, I think it was like a way of just creating a different universe and a different environment, and being able to make it real kind of thing was,
Yeah, awesome. And I wanted to be a breakdancer, but just for the skills, not as a profession. This is from Hendigo. Does minimalism lead to veganism? I think both ways round.
I think veganism leads to minimalism, probably a little more fluidly.
And it's both, because minimalism is like you're cutting out some ingredients from your food, and it makes life more minimal.
I don't know if people who watch the minimalist documentary, but like on that, one of the things they talk about a lot is living more deliberately. And I think you can say that exact phrase for veganism and minimalism, living more deliberately, thinking about your impact on the actual world around you, and then the impact on what you're doing on yourself and your own health and your mental and physical health. So that's something I've taken on massively this year, is minimising my life and just reducing my outgoings. I'm downsizing my house, just everything like that, to just get rid of all these bills that, you know, you just kind of go, oh, well, I can afford that, so I'm just going to write that number on a piece of paper, and that's going to go out every month and never think about it ever again. But you got to think, that's, you kind of, if you spend too much and your outgoings are too high every month, you're working like a slave, and you put yourself in a cage with that. So it's just like a freedom thing, and that's, yeah, I think both, they're definitely connected, but like you say, both way around, it can, one can lead to the other, definitely.
Yeah, is your definition of minimalism is to live less consumptuously, and veganism is certainly a massive step on that. And I think it's also that peace of mind where you, when you're in the supermarket, you're just walking to the produce aisle. If you're at that peak of where we'd like to be, of whole food, plant-based, for health, you walk to the produce aisle, you pay for your shop, and you're out. That is minimalism, you know. You could just walk to the potato aisle. There's a guy that the Spud Fit diet, he just ate potatoes for a year and he got incredibly healthy. Something to look into. That's minimalism. That's simplification, minimalism, you know. Yeah. And that's peace of mind. Peace of mind comes with simplification. Mm-hmm. It's simple to be happy, it's just hard to be simple sometimes.
And people give potatoes a bad rap, but like, potatoes are an incredibly healthy thing. It's just the things we cook
them in.
Like potatoes on their own are actually, you know, they're a good thing, man.
It's a spectrum, bro.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Suspection, yeah, right?
Yeah. What's better, sweet potatoes? It's like, there's all different arguments for everything. Yeah. But yeah, 100%. They're on the better end of the spectrum. Place,
yeah.
So this is from Vegan Pat. Shout out Vegan Pat.
Hey, boy.
A homie from Bristol. One, what new designs are in the pipeline? Talked about them.
There's some other top secret stuff.
We got a nice catalogue. To what parties are you going to be throwing? I guess we sort of covered both of these questions, so just look out for it. And we're not planning them right now, we'll wait until the year develops. But we're going to be at all the veg fests for sure. Vegan Camp Out, if you want one thing to look for to go to.
That's the one.
Vegan
that's
Camp Out. Big up Jordan for that. Sign up to Vegan Camp Out as soon as possible to guarantee your place. This is from Amin Bar Remand, and I think this was to the page. How necessary is the role of spiritual and ethical practice in a modern standard education?
More important than modern standard education. If you ask
and yet in existence.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the school subjects are if you were to put a list of the importance of where a subject should be in school, and then like the top 10 make it into subjects that get taught. Your spiritual and ethical practice. I remember learning RE, and one thing I learned from RE was, how can you have less of an impact on the environment? And it was like, when you're brushing your teeth, you could turn the water off at the tap while you brush it and then turn it on to wash it. And I thought, oh yeah, that's a cool thing. And ever since that moment, I did that because it's a simple way for me to be more ethical. Compared to like veganism or something, it's absolutely minor. They could be teaching that. I just don't know if you can just change school system. I think it needs a complete rewrite.
Yeah, it's got to be an overhaul.
Yeah,
it's got to. There's so many.
You could drip feed little integrations, but it would take so many generations to have any substantial change. Yeah. I think change needs to come a lot quicker, so we need to rewrite the whole thing.
Yeah, I hear you. It's a bit like going vegan by having one
meat for Monday.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if, I don't know enough about the system, but I feel that because the government has such control over the system, like the schooling system, I feel like it needs a separate entity that isn't involved in the government at all. Because
so does everything.
But I just think if you're thinking like, what's the number one way to indoctrinate people, it'd be through school. And if the government control the syllabus and they can tell kids exactly what they want to match their policies,
they're just churning out words.
I just feel like that's a problem.
They just take away. It took me years after leaving school to find my creativity again, and to find, you know, all that stuff that gets hammered out of you, and your uniqueness and individuality just gets
knocked that out of you. Stop thinking so free. It's like, oh, why don't I think like everybody else? Like that's and that's what they want. That's what they want. But we won't get too wrapped up in that.
Do you find it? Guys, find it harder to motivate yourselves to get outside this time of year. I get cabin fever if I stay in, but it can be grim in the rain, cold. This is from Vegan Van Dan.
it can be harder. Definitely to step outside, yes. But it's even more rewarding when you do step outside. Yeah. So you've just got to break out of it and do it.
It can be more important, yeah. To do it.
It's very 100%. Hard.
And it'll make you appreciate the better weather.
Yeah.
Which feels so easy to say when you're sat inside in the hoodie. But we were out the other day and we're going out tomorrow. So.
We were talking about earlier, waking up this morning, I was like, oh, I'll read in bed for a bit. Yeah. And it's like 8 hours when it gets a bit lighter. And it's like, before you know it, I've been in bed for an hour reading and it's not any lighter. So it's like, okay, now you have to just be like, let me put my feet on the floor.
Get out of bed. Yes. Dovi Daz, how do you heal quicker? Which is a great question.
Drink your wee.
One way for sure. I would definitely. That would be my. We give that a 10 out of 10.
Straight up.
10 out of 10.
And how to heal quicker?
Fasting.
Actually, fasting and listening.
Fasting is the fastest way to heal.
Maybe stop searching for. Stop asking other people and stop googling it and listen to your own body.
But we thank you for your question.
Oh, 100%. But that's the actual response from
Don't Google symptoms.
Yeah, don't Google symptoms. It's always negative. But listen to your own body and think, what am I doing that hurts me still?
Yeah, raw food is one step, completely fast. Everything in nature, when it gets sick, injured, ill, fast. Just sits down, stops moving fast, and it heals up. And we just have a lot of habits, a lot of addictions that make it harder to do. But if you can do it, and we will bring you more research of our personal experiences in the next year.
Mm-hmm.
How to beat procrastination? How to stay focused after a long day in a day job? Brett has a day job.
Yeah, so I do.
And you're proactive. I'm always so amazed at how very proactive impressive. You churn out YouTube content while having a day job. Sometimes I feel lazy with that.
Yeah, so I kind of, I'll go work, 7 till 5, something like that. And then get home, and I think really it's similar to when someone's doing exercise or anything. It's the whole thing of you've got to get home and do it straight away. Like, prepare it as much as you can and just do it, because if you come home and sit down and put the TV on, you're not going to do anything else. You're going to sit there all night. So it's setting your intentions in the morning, even before you've gone to work, and just following through with it, just being, holding yourself accountable for what you want to achieve and getting it achieved. That's kind of my main thing. But then if you want to achieve it enough, you'll use all of your spare time, your holidays and things like that to get it achieved. Because, at the minute I see that I'm building something and I'm trying to, build a community of people that are interested in the same things. And it's important to me. It's more important than anything to me at the minute. So you just got to make it a priority and, keep being proactive with it.
Cool, man. Yeah, I think, like you say, setting yourself up beforehand so that as soon as you're home, half the work's done. I find that if I set my gym bag or yoga set up the night before, then I get up, I just have to turn up, I don't have to get it together. That's the best way to do it. Here we go. That was from the Plant-Based Punk. Thank you, guy.
Cool name.
This is from Lydia the Vegan. How to find like-minded friends?
The internet.
Be proactive. The internet. Yeah.
Letting go of old friends that aren't like-minded. That's my biggest tip, is as you grow, you're on different paths to people around you, and sometimes the hardest thing is letting go of people around you as you stop being connected and you start being attached. There's a difference between connection and attachment. Recognize that. You don't owe anybody anything, even for history or whatever. And until you let go of those people from your life, then new people can't step in. So often there'll be a gap in time when you're trying to go back to old habits, and if you go back to old habits, the universe won't fill it with the new thing that is trying to come in. So it's letting go of old friends, and that's how I think we all came together, is because we were sure of who we were, and we just stopped spending time with the people that weren't productive to us, and suddenly the people that are productive and conducive to your life and growth appear.
I think there's a simple way to assess it as well in your life of if you're with the right people. If you're with people who you feel want you to win and you want them to win, then you're with the right people.
Yeah.
That's how I see it. When we talk about Zia, I want Zia to blow up in 2018.
Yeah.
When we talk about Vince, I see Vince doing his thing. I'm that's so good. And he's building something. Mm-hmm. When I see you guys doing, and we're doing stuff together and we're on a path, and I'm just that's, you're around the right people when you feel they're constantly giving you good things and good advice and they've got your best interests at heart all the time, and you feel the same with them. It's reciprocal, mm-hmm. and it's a virtuous circle, and that's beautiful.
Yeah,
yeah. You have to hold each other up. I think that's one of the things that I'm super grateful for you guys, because I know people hit us up all the time and just like, I'm so envious of your friend group and the people you get, you know. But it's like, it's not like we just put it on our Christmas list and it turned up. Like, we built this life.
We worked for it.
Like,
yeah,
we built this. We really built this.
Yeah.
But it's like, and that's what, again, yeah, sacrifice. Do you know what I mean? There's people that, like, they might say you changed on them, or, like, you got different.
I
like,
hope
you,
so.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I hope I did change. Like, what are you still doing the same?
Yeah.
Like, and that's what, and that's the, you're different to that person. Just because you grew up together doesn't mean you're going to grow old together, you know. It's like, everyone goes different paths in different ways, and one day they'll find their way back to you and they'll hit you up on your phone and be like, oh my god, I need some vegan ideas, like, they'll find
it,
you know.
Beautiful. And don't shun people when they do that.
No, never.
But like, you've got to, it's like, you know, it's like what you said, it's protecting your own vibrations.
Yeah.
You've got to go where it's good for you and where it's reciprocal.
Mm-hmm.
And being true to who, being true to who you are and the things that you like, I think that's good, because law of attraction is in play, you know. And so as you give energy to the things that you enjoy, it will bring more of that. So it's obviously, it's not just as simple as that. There's a lot of learning to do within that chapter of life, but yeah, be true to yourself. That is it for the questions. I think that is it for the podcast.
I had one more question.
Go on. Yeah,
the only other question was from Libby and Marcel on Instagram. They asked, how do you feel about going to restaurants and things like that, or like interacting with different restaurant owners if you know that they're not vegan themselves, if they've got like a vegan or vegetarian restaurant.
Mm.
We've spoken a bit about, obviously, veganism is blowing up, it's on the rise, it's really, really good. You know, it can never be quick enough, but it's definitely headed in the right direction. And obviously, there's always going to be certain people that are kind of after the green pound. So whether it's like, someone's talking about,
is that like a cryptocurrency?
We should be.
It's an ethics.
But when people talk about, like, you know, McDonald's bringing out a vegan burger, and people will say, you know, there's that argument of voting with your pound and you know, supporting something that's got your belief system, even if it's not from a, you know, a good source kind of thing. Or there's the like abstaining from it, or like shunning it and just not getting involved with any company that you don't feel like has your belief at heart. And I don't know if either path's particularly the right way to go, but you've got to be in the system to have a good effect on the system.
There's no wrong answers with it. I was speaking to a girl the other day who said she's doing veganuary, and she said she'd actually been vegan before, but it was for the wrong reasons. I was like, there's no wrong reasons to be vegan. If they're not vegan but they've got a vegan business, at the end of the day, they're going to eat at their own restaurant more times than not, and then in every time they're going to meet so many people. I think it's going to come to them, you know, and they're providing a service for us. I'm not against it. It doesn't mean you have to go and support it. I'd still rather eat at one that was vegan owner, but it doesn't mean that I'm not going to try that place.
100%.
It's like there was an event in Burton the other day.
Yeah.
We put on an event in Burton.
Yeah.
Burton, the same people that did the catering for our event, or it was Calm's event we collaborated with, they put on their own vegan party at a pub, and it just didn't really
wasn't the vibe, but they're
not vegan themselves.
They're not vegan. I think one may be vegan, one son, but I think, and I had, at first I was like, they're just trying to get our money, like they was, they felt our vibe and they was like, well, we can replicate this. So I was mad at first, but not mad, but then I was like, you know, you guys talked me around to it, and you were like, look, they're putting the name out in Burton. And it's the same as when the McVegan or whatever dropped. I was talking to Ellis, shouts Young Fudge.
Yes.
And I was mad at it. I was mad as hell. But then she was like, but think about how many countries, places that is going to see the word vegan that has never seen the word vegan. And that all they've got to do is Google it and sit, and they'll be like, oh, I'm a vegan. You just hadn't realised before.
Yeah,
I think that, and I was like, so she like won me over there, and I was like, okay, cool. So it's a double-edged sword, you know. I think
there's no wrong answer. There's nothing wrong if it's vegan. There's nothing wrong about it. That's it, as long as there's not lies within it. But choose wisely for yourself, and support the vegans as much as possible. But yeah, don't get caught up in the semantics of it. Cool. We're good?
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you guys for your time. Thank you, Brett, for the household.
And the mugs.
The mugs.
Thank you, Burton.
Yes, big up.
There you go.
Thank you, Mushrooms, for the... you know, it was nice that we all drank the same brew. So we're all in the same flow rather than someone being on different things. It works good. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for watching. We appreciate it. If you liked it, please give us a like, subscribe for more content like this. We'll be coming with more podcasts in the next year, hopefully with some other guests as well. We can't always have the A team, but we will get some good stars in as well.
Cool. Be nice to each other.
That's it. And nice to yourself.
To yourself, yeah.
Much love.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.